I will do a new thing. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 to 21. Let us turn to a book of Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 to 21. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland, to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself that they may proclaim my praise. People need to have dreams. Dreams are hopes for tomorrow. People that have dreams begin to have bright future as time goes by. In contrast, people that have no dreams have insecurity and meaningless lives as time goes by. People with dreams do not live their lives for present time, but live lives towards future. It is because dreams look over the limits we have and focus on possibility. The characteristic of a person that has dreams is that this kind of person always speaks about hope and focuses on vision. If we read a book titled as A Dream of a Seagull, originally titled as Jonathan Livingston Seagull, written by Richard Bach, there is a part that says, "A bird that flies high is able to see further away." That is right. Hope you have dreams and fly high. And hope you see further away and ahead of us. Writers dream to be able to make great pieces, businessmen dream to manage the business well, students dream to go to better university, politicians dream to lead the nation better, and so on. For these things we need to have dreams. The Bible says, the people that have dreams will prosper. So, there is a saying, too, which says, when you are in your teenage years, have dreams, in your 20s, prepare for these dreams, and when you are in your 30s, become a person that is influential. A main figure in history is someone that dreams for future. Dreams become power to change circumstances, change people, and also change the world. In whatever area it is, pay close attention to a person that has become the first in his or her chosen field. We can see that she or he always has dreams in a heart. A person that talks about dreams does not stay in the present time but lives for the future. A dream is just like a key that sails through the sea. A key is very tiny and is in the water, so is not visible to our eyes. But this small key has an important role, as it determines the direction of a ship it intends to sail towards. Just imagine a ship that does not have a key in determining the direction. It would lose its direction, and will wander away somewhere, and at some point, it would bump into some rocks in the sea. Then the ship would sink in the water as a result. Lives without dreams are the same as well. As it is harder time, we need to have dreams more as we live. Nations need to have dreams, so that people can have hopes and can persevere in difficult time. Churches as well need to have dreams, so people can work towards achieving the will of God. Students need to have dreams, and businessmen need to have dreams. I have been told that in general, the people that commit suicides choose to end their lives when they begin to lose their dreams in their hearts. Especially, Christians need to have dreams. Some Israelite leaders that went to spy on the land of Canaan reported that we are not able to get into that land. People that dreamed of getting into that land for the last 40 years were very disappointed. Even though things were difficult, because they had dreams, they put up with hardships for 40 years in wilderness. But just with that news, that they are not able to get in, their dreams all got shattered. They lost hope and got depressed. We can see that they complained to God and wailed. It was because they lost their dreams. When patients say, "I cannot live again," at that moment, all over their bodies, the immune system level falls down drastically, and the illness spreads further inside at a rapid pace. Even if we failed, we should not lose dreams. If we are poor, we need to dream of getting up again, getting well off. If we are sick, we need to dream of getting restored and better. Words of today tell us about the story of Israelites losing their dreams. Israelites were captives in Babylon and they lost their dreams, which was the scariest thing out of all. Even though the time passed by, they could not see any hope. They were extremely exhausted and they were in depression. How about you all? As you live your lives, when it seems that there is no end to the toil and agony you are having, even though some time has passed, and when it still seems that there is no hope, what would you do? I think you would also have no other choice but be depressed. God knew that Israelites would be depressed like this. He knew it in advance and gave them three messages that would uplift the Israelites up with hope and dreams. First of all, let us read verse 18 together. It says, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Wipe all the bitter memories out first of all." Two things, in other words, God told them to firstly, not to remember the things of the past, and secondly, do not think of the things of the past as well. Things of the former things and things on the past refer to the things of the past. In other words, it means, wipe out the bitter memories of the past. It is because the bitter things of the past are the memories of the past that are not beneficial to us. For us human beings, there are memories that we must remember for a long time, and also there are things that we need to forget and wipe out from our memories as soon as possible, which are sometimes better for us. How many hurt memories of Babylon would the Israelites have had when they lived their lives there as captives that are painful and scarring? These bitter memories, painful memories, the mistakes that they had, and the unfair instances, unjust treatment they had in Babylon would have made them to be depressed. God knew about it, so told the Israelites that came out of Babylon as captives like this. First of all, He told them to forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. We need to train ourselves so that we can forget the bitter memories of the past. There was a lady and I will share her story briefly with you all now. Her heartbeat was short and fast and she felt acute pain in her chest, so she went to the heart surgeon for consultation. She went through all sorts of modern medical machines and devices to find out why she was having acute chest pain. Test results said she had no issue in her chest. But she still had the pain in her chest. So the doctor referred her to a psychiatrist. A psychiatrist had a chat with her for a long time and heard her story of the past. This lady was married to a good guy and had a very happy life. But one day, out of sudden, her husband died. She was in extreme sorrow, and after a few years, she met another good guy and got married for the second time. But despite of all his love for her, whenever she saw her new husband's face when she was about to sleep, she remembered the bad memories of the past. She thought of her husband's death. What if bad luck comes to me again? What would I do? If this man dies out of a sudden, what do I need to do? What would I do? Without her realizing it, with these unnecessary memories and worries, she was unable to sleep and she started having heart problems. That was how she began to have a heart issue. Let us look at Paul's case in the Bible. Philippians chapter 3 says, "Forget what is behind," he said, "press on toward the goal to win the prize, for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." It meant that forgetting about the past is grace as well. In other words, it is grace to be able to forget about the bitter memories as soon as possible. Is there anyone sitting here that is angry and furious about something in the past like this? Is there anyone that hates someone because of the things of the past? Is there someone that has lost peace and is finding it difficult to sleep at night because of these bitter memories? If you have bitter memories of the past, dark thoughts in your heart, which make your healthy hearts and souls to be ill, if you have these kinds of things in you, then call upon the name of the Lord and ask for help. You will regain the peace in your heart. Faith is looking at the present and the future rather than the past. But the Satan helps us to keep remembering the unpleasant memories of the past, which are not beneficial to us. Satan makes us to be less confident, and makes us to suffer from a severe depression. I hope you will not be tricked by enemy Satan. God does not ask us about the past again, once He forgave our past already. Even if we have made some mistakes and had weaknesses in the past, if we have confessed our sins and repented truly in front of God, from that time onwards, God does not remember anything about that. So do not be tied to your past so much. God speaks like this. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. From now on, I hope you will forget the bitter memories of the past and not to lose the dreams and confidence in you. I bless you in the name of Jesus, that you will march towards the present and future. Secondly, faith is about living with the dreams. Verses 19 to 20 say, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland, to give drink to my people, my chosen." God gives us dreams. Do you know what the difference is between the fertile chicken eggs and the unfertilized eggs? If a mother hen has eggs for 21 days, the chickens come out from fertile chicken eggs. But the unfertilized eggs rot and decay. It is because there's life in the fertile chicken eggs. Dreams are hope and life. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. A message, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing," is a message of hope that God is giving it to the people of Israel. I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. What are the things that God is unable to do? Do not let go of holding on to the rope of hope which God gives you. Even if a doctor says, "It is the end of all," if God is with us, we will live. Even if the things seem to be the end of all, if God works in us, things will be okay. This is faith. Therefore, in faith, there are dreams and hope always. I believe in God saying I will do a new thing. As I prepared this sermon, I prayed, "God, I look upon the dream that you set in my heart. I look upon the dream that you will do great things through our Yongan church. I dream about our future generations and dream about our united Korea. I dream about our period of reunification. I look upon God that will do new great things." Of course, all of you, but also your children as well, we need to let them have dreams. Moses became a great leader of Israel people. It was not a mere coincidence. Mother Jochebed breastfed Moses when he was a baby, and taught him to have big dreams. You are now a prince of a nation, Egypt, but in your body, blood of Hebrew people flows. You need to save those mourning people. Like this, his mother taught him to have love for his own people and his own nation. Dream that his mother taught him to have greatly helped him to be a great leader for his people in the future. Let your children to dream big, and also let them to imagine the time that the dreams have come true in reality. Do it often. You will become a great businessman in the future. You will become a great politician. You will become a great artist. You will become a great pastor in front of God. Our cell group will multiply in number. Our area group will multiply in number. Like this, we need to have dreams. In your hearts, I hope you will have many great dreams. I bless you all in Jesus' mighty name. If there is a person out there who says, "This is my destiny, I am bound to be like this, this is my fortune." If there is a person that thinks like that, then this kind of person really focuses on his or her own destiny too much. The Bible never uses the word destiny. A hell-bound destiny got changed to a heaven-bound destiny. This is the work of the Lord. We came to believe in the Lord. A hell-bound destiny changed to be a heaven-bound destiny. He moved us from hell to heaven. Tipping the whole thing, the whole destiny is the work of God. Do not trust that your life depends on destiny. I bless you that you will be able to get up again. God said, "I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland." Do not be afraid of the obstacles in front of you. When Jericho fell, Gad did not make any sound of using a hammer at all. Jericho fell without that. When the Red Sea got departed, he let the easterly wind to blow, and made a way. That is the work of God, and this is God that we believe in today. God wants you to have dreams and go forward. He wants you to march forward in confidence. Faith is looking at God, fixing our eyes on God that is above us. I went to a Korean folk village some time ago. And there I saw a performance, which a performer walks on a rope in the air. That performer was a deacon at church. He said he never looks down when he is on the rope. He said if he looks down, he will fall. He needs to look up to be able to stay on the rope. We also need to look up. That is right. If we look at the issue, depression comes to us. But if we look at Jesus Christ that solves the issue, we are able to find the answer. Let us fix our eyes on God that is in heaven. In summary, we must live our lives for the glory of God. This must be our ultimate purpose in living a life. Verse 21 says, "The people I formed for myself that they may proclaim my praise." Rather than having worldly dreams, we need to have higher purpose. What is the purpose of your life? Where does it lie? We need to put our purpose of life in God. We need to live for God. The Bible says, "The people I formed for myself that they may proclaim my praise." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope you will place your priorities of life on God. Whatever you do, putting priority on God, putting relationship with God, as the absolute priority is faith. In general, the many problems in life are not about the personal relationships with people, like you and me, but we need to know that the issue arises from having a shallow relationship with God and me. If we think about it in a spiritual point of view, we get to realize that the issue comes because the relationship with God and myself has started to deteriorate, and began to get twisted. It is a vertical way issue. When things are not going smoothly, when you are having a difficult time, when it seems the world is against you, if we see things with our spiritual eyes, we get to experience that we get these when we have a blocked relationship with God. When we do not have a healthy relationship with God, spiritually, then, our families, and our personal lives as well, we do not get to enjoy a healthy life in general as well. If we look at the root cause of the issue, when people ask why you are having an unfortunate life, then the answer would be in most cases, just because the relationship with God has been disconnected or has been fully blocked. If we do not have a transparent relationship with God, our lives will also be gray and dark in color. Before we work on the relationship with other people, we need to get our relationship with God straight and correct. When we have a right relationship with God, the answer to the problem comes up. When I was an associate pastor, I knew this young person and I cannot forget the story of this sister. She was a faithful one and after she got married, she and her new husband both worked full-time. She graduated with a pharmacy degree and opened a pharmacy. She worked hard and became wealthy. She bought a house, a car, and her wishes came true one by one. When she was having a good, successful life, she began to slip away in faith. She did not come to church often. 1 year passed, 2 years passed, she did not come to church for these periods. She thought her aim in life got achieved. She had a good house, and a good car, and the things that she dreamed of before were all in her hands. But from that time onwards, she began to have emptiness in her heart. One day, husband got depressed and asked this question: "Is this what I have worked towards? Is this what I get from working hard all my life?" Without knowing the exact cause of the issue, she felt so empty in her and wandered around. Then she started to have affairs with other men. The conflict arose between the couple. One day, she went out of her house. She prescribed poison in her pharmacy and committed suicide with her two children. Her husband came back and saw them all dead. In front of his dead wife and two children, the husband wailed. When I saw this, I learned one thing. After the relationship with God got disconnected, all the happiness also got destroyed. It was because our life goal was not in heaven but was in the world. Our goals should not be of this world, but we need to have higher, more meaningful goals than this. We need to put the purpose in God. Christians need to have another higher level purpose in life compared to others. Verse 21 says, "The people I formed for myself that they may proclaim my praise." Living the life for God, putting the priority in God, is the key secret in living a proper and right life. "My family in Christ," God said, "see, I am doing a new thing. Let us fix eyes on the new things that He will do. I hope you will forget the bitter memories of the past. Even you have difficulties, you are not passing through a cave. You are only passing through a tunnel at the moment. With the dreams in your heart, march forward. Go ahead. Make your way. Let us look upon God that is in heaven. He let the easterly wind to blow and made a way in a sea. He never made a sound of a hammer, but let Jericho area to a fall down. This is God. Let us have dreams and run towards them. And in your heart, in your center, I hope God is there. Place Him in your absolute center, and march forward for the glory of God, which is the ultimate and the higher purpose in our life, in our mind. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.